Welcome back, everyone, to Mishneh Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Simin Reish Chaf Hei, Sifim Hei through Zayin. We're going to talk about Shehecheyanu on grapes and wine, Shehecheyanu on fruits that remain from year to year, and Shehecheyanu on non-ripe, sour grapes. So says the Mechaber in Hei, Imbeirach Shehecheyanu al Anavim, Kishiyesh Deyayin Chadash, Eino Choser Umivarich. If one says Shehecheyanu on grapes, when he drinks a new wine, he does not say another bracha. Says the Mishneh Berurah, Tezvav, Afilum Shasid Le'achar Boim Yom, Shneschazik Yain V'yashlo Tamacher Min Mo'al Anavim, even if one drinks the wine after the wine has been aged for 40 days and the wine has been strengthened such that it has a different taste from the juice, from the moisture of the grapes. Mikol Makom Akol Simcha Achas Hi, nonetheless, it's all considered the same joy. De'be'isha Ra, because at the time that one sees or eats the grapes, he knows that the wine is going to emerge from them. However, there are achronim who say that no, Shehecheyanu needs to be said also on the new wine, because one has an additional level of simcha when he drinks wine from the simcha that he has when he eats the grapes. So therefore, what's best is that if one says Shehecheyanu on grapes and then he comes and drinks a new wine, he should say Shehecheyanu first on some other fruit or on an article of clothing. They lift or gamas a yain in order to exempt the wine as well from Shehecheyanu. The Ulastamin explains that if one first says Shehecheyanu on the wine, so then everybody agrees that he does not repeat Shehecheyanu on the grapes. This all applies only when the wine is in its young state, when it's recognizable that it's a new wine. However, if one drinks it only after it has become full-fledged wine, so then even if he has not said Shehecheyanu on the grapes, he does not say Shehecheyanu on the wine either, even if he knows that it's a new wine, because it's no longer discernible whether the wine is young or old. So would one say Shehecheyanu on both white young wine and red young wine? So the Reb Chaim Noach Tzos al Shulchan Samach Gimel footnote 49 says yes, because they're two different types, just as you would say Shehecheyanu on two different types of grapes. What about nowadays? Do we say Shehecheyanu on Tirosh, on wine from newly squeezed grapes? So Rav Vosner and the Aruch HaShulchan say no, because we don't know the differences between wines anymore. Is Shehecheyanu said on fruit juices, crushed fruits, dried fruits? So the Sefer Berkas Habayis says no, because the newness of the fruit cannot be discerned in those cases. Going forward now, in the Mechaber, in Se'if Vav, Pri She'inu Mischadish Mishana Lushan, Afilum Yash Yamim Rabim Shalo Ocha Mimenu Eino Mevarich Shehecheyanu. On a fruit that does not renew each year, one does not say Shehecheyanu, even if he has not eaten it for many days. The Rama says, Priya Mischadish Tepa Mimishana Mevarich Nalav Shehecheyanu. On a fruit that renews twice a year, you would say Shehecheyanu. Aval She'inu Zman Kavu Lagidulo Ein Mevarich Nalav. However, if there is no set time for its growth, then you don't say Shehecheyanu. Lachin Ein Mevarich Shehecheyanu Al Yara Kadash. Therefore, we don't say Shehecheyanu on a new vegetable, the Omi Kol Ashana Bekarka, because the vegetables throughout the year are in the ground. Explains the Mishneh Berurah in Sifka and Tezayim. Sheino Mischadish Rotza Lomar Sheafilu Bimos HaChoref Eino Mishtane Mimar Iso. Even during the winter months, these fruits don't change from their appearance. You go an Esrog, like an Esrog Uchai Gavna and the like. Shadar Bilanu Mishana Lashana remains on the tree from year to year. Shekivan Sheomid Biarkuso Kol Hashana In Hanon Negashas Bechidusha. Since it remains green throughout the year, so one does not derive a concrete benefit when it renews. This also excludes something that doesn't have a set time to renew, as the Rama says. And it also excludes that which doesn't grow from the ground, such as a person who finds birds and fish. He doesn't say Shehecheyanu on them, even if he has never tasted that type. You still don't say Shehecheyanu, because that type is not inherently new. Even though he didn't eat from them, others did eat from them because they're always around. On mushrooms and truffle, One does not say Shachianu Degam Lohem Ains Man Kavua because they do not have a set time for growth. Game Avir Hein Gedelin Velomikarka, and also they grow from the air, not from the ground. Areach Hamischadish Mishana Loshana Kmo Vered Vechayotze Bezesh Hardvar Mishanasu Lariach Yashdeos Paposkemi Mivarech Aleim Zman on a new scent that renews each year, such as a rose. So there is a machlokas whether Shachianu is said Venagush Lolovarich. The minog is not to say Shachianu. Yashromim Shal Gedoyim Utloim Shurgilim Gaschadish Pamaim Beshana Shemivarech Aleim Shach. Some say that on goats and lambs, which renew twice a year, one does say Shachianu. However, that requires investigation. The minhag is not to say Shachianu on those. What if something renews more than two times a year? Rav Moshe and Arachaim, Hey Mem Gimel, footnote 52, says that Shachianu is said on each renewal. Continues the Mishnah Brura in Yod Zayin. Mevarchin alav shachyanu b'chol pa'am u'pa'am kima da'al koponim ba'mizman lizan. Lizman. Each time that the fruit renews, so shachyanu is said. Yud ches da'omi kol ashana b'karka. The Ramah says that on vegetables we don't say shachyanu because they are in the ground throughout the year. What does that mean? Rotsa lomar, says the Mishnah Brura, sheyesh yorak shadar kolamun kol ashana b'karka. There's a type of vegetable that remains in the ground throughout the year. Uberka shachyanu lunitkan ela b'dalver ha'ba'mizman lizman. Shachyanu was instituted only for that which is intermittent, which is not available at all times. However, the truth is that this is not commonly found. It's true only about some vegetables, not all. Perhaps the reason why we don't say Shachianu on any vegetables is because we don't want to differentiate between vegetables that do remain in the ground throughout the year and vegetables that don't. We could suggest another alternative explanation of what the Ramah means when he says that the vegetables remain in the ground throughout the year. That is, that it refers to vegetables that are concealed in the ground in pits and therefore remain throughout the year in the ground as a mode of preservation. And therefore, we can no longer distinguish between a new vegetable that grew in this year versus an old vegetable that grew in the previous year. The same is not true about fruits. Even though some do conceal them in the ground to preserve them. That is a very small minority, and we're not concerned with that minute amount. Therefore, it's pashut that one does not say shachianu on a potato, because it's the normal way of the world to preserve them in pits in the ground throughout the winter, and they are preserved for a long time. Writes that one should not say shachianu on any vegetable, any new vegetable, or any new bread, because it's difficult to distinguish between new and old. People are going to make mistakes, and then they're going to say brachos in vain. Magen Avram says that nonetheless, one would say shachianu on grits that are made from new grains, because it's very easily. Inferred that they are of new grains. However, Rav Yaakov Emden disagrees. Because since the newness is not discernible in the taste, so they're not any better than any other grains, and you wouldn't say shachianu on them. It's better to say fewer brachos. Of and new legumes, and it's recognizable that they are new, meaning that there's still some greenness left in them. So then it seems that you could say Shachianu, and that's what the Eli Rabba implies as well. Amine lifton, shakurin meirin viribin, vugrakis mevarchin aleihem Shachianu, on accompaniments to bread, which include carrots, turnips, and cucumbers. The Eli Rabba writes that one would say Shachianu. However, nowadays, Rav Shlomo Zalman says that this is not applicable because these items are not of significance. And nowadays, that fruits and vegetables in general can be stored in refrigeration throughout the year. And also, they're transported from country to country, so they're commonly available. Is Shachianu still recited on new fruits? So footnote 53, Rav Yashiv is of the opinion that the Mitzius has changed, and therefore Shachianu is not said on new fruits. Rav Moshe also also agrees with that svara. However, he thinks that there is an argument to be made that Shachianu can be said, and therefore on Rosh Hashanah, when we're in a bind and we need to make a Shachianu on a new fruit in order to get out of the safek, Rav Moshe believes that that is justified. Can Shachianu be said on a food that is tafel, that's secondary to another food? So footnote 57 quotes Rav Vosner and Rav Yashiv, who say yes. However, Rav Chaim Noah and Ksos HaShulchan said that no, it's only said on an ikar. Continues the Mechaber in Zayin. Eino bevarich shachyanu ala boser, ela keshe evshilu ha'eshkolos hanovim, v'chein b'chol pri achar gemaro. One does not say shachyanu on small sour grapes. Rather, he needs to wait until the clusters of grapes are fully ripened, and the same is true for all other fruits, that we say shachyanu only after they are fully complete. So what's the meaning of the Shulchan Aruch over here? Mishnah Berurah Yates wrote to Lomar, she had nigmar legamrei v'tov l'maichol. The food should be completely ready to eat and good to eat. V'ayin le'el b'sif katan yud beis. We said this earlier. Kosvu achrona b'shem ha'yushami, the achronim in the name of Yushami. The mitzvah le'echol ma'at mikol min chadosh b'shana. It's a mitzvah to eat a little bit of every new item during the year, every new fruit during the year. V'atam k'di laharo shachaviv alav b'riyasa shalakadosh baruch hu. The reason for this is it's in order to demonstrate how beloved Hashem's creations are to the person. And the Korban Ha'ida writes that the way that you do that is by saying shachyanu on that new fruit. Next time around, we will continue Bezos HaShem and Reish Chaf Hei. Have a wonderful day.